What it is your boy, your boy, man. Coming at it one more time with this wild cliff notes for the Bible for a what? A real nigga. Chill. You feel me? So, without further ado, let's go ahead and get into chapter 39. Let's get into it. Lord, I thank you for allowing us to be here today, me and the listeners. We ask you that you cover and keep us, Lord. Continue to work on us, Lord. Guide us to your will and in your way. Allow the stories to be vivid, you know what I'm saying? And allow it to pierce somebody's heart to read the book and just be with me. I thank you for being with me thus far, and I truly I do this, Lord, because I love you, man. And I really think if people got a breakdown on it, they could learn to love you more, too. You know, so anything I forgot, Lord, help me out. Excuse me, more blessings, Lord. Give me strength. Renew my strength. You know, this was a long day, but I love doing this. So help me out in Jesus' name. Amen. All right, what I said was 39. Okay, that's what it is. And it go a little something like this. Yeah, there we go. All right, 38. Like I said, it was a little side story talking about Judah. But 39 gets back to Joseph. Okay. I don't know if y'all remember 37. Joseph gets sold to some Ishmaelites. Right? And they're on their way to Egypt. And at the end of 37, they make their way to Egypt and they sell them to Potiphar, who was an officer of Pharaoh and one of the captain. He's the captain of the guard. So pretty high position. And he ain't nobody to fuck with, you know what I'm saying? So this is who takes Joseph in as a slave. And when Joseph gets there, he actually becomes real cool with Potiphar. You know what I'm saying? Like I said, he started out when he was 17. So I want to say, like, this story kind of gradually gets to when he gets, like, in his 20s. And the whole process of him from 17 to his 20s, he's really getting cool and finding more and more grace with Potiphar because Potiphar is starting to notice that God walks with him, you know? So it's like, no matter what he's do, he's good at it, you know what I'm saying? He's well-favored, you feel me? People like him, you know what I'm saying? He good with managing money. He can manage sheep, you know what I'm saying? He can do a lot to make Potiphar's job, because you got to think, he's coming in the essence of a slave, so he's willing to do things to make his master's job easier. And he gets so good at that, you feel me? Sorry about that. A little close. He gets so good at it, though, you know what I'm saying, that Potiphar makes him, like head of the household, like, under him, you know what I'm saying? Pretty much anything that needs to be done or taken care of at his house, you go through Joseph. Like, he was, like, second in command. Like, he didn't want for nothing when he was there. He didn't care about nothing. All he was caring about is what he was going to eat. You know what I'm saying? Like, anything else, talk to Joseph about it. You know what I'm saying? For real. And it was prosperous. So when he made him the overseer of his house, like, that's when God really started moving in the favor of Joseph. So Potiphar's house was even being more blessed. Probably standing out a little bit more than some of the other Egyptians around. You feel me? So things were going good, man. Brother trying to get rid of him, trying to get him fucked up. And they end up kind of sending him to a sweet situation, you feel me? Don't get me wrong, I know he misses his family, and it's gonna show in the future how much he really does miss his family. But, you know, to be in Egypt and to be able to just come in as a random slave and to land at the captain of the guards, you know what I'm saying, the officer of Pharaoh house, that's God walking with that man. He knew. He took that situation and where his brother sold him off for bad. And things are looking good right now. You know what I'm saying? Looking all right. He's like the overseer of like a main person in Pharaoh, like clique, you feel me? That's a big deal for a Hebrew slave, you know. You don't get that, you feel me? Like I say, I think this is over the expansion of time. So I want, let's just say he about 20, 25. He been doing it for a hot sec, you feel me? And the reason why I want to say he got in his 20s, because the wife of Potiphar, she started liking his ass really, really hard, to the point that she wanted to fuck. For real. That lie with me shit, that's fucking, okay? So when you read it and she's like, lie with me, she wanted him to fuck. Okay, so she came to him one day and was like, you know what I'm saying? Hey, Joe, how you doing? I see you really be running, my husband's house so well, and you grown so much. My goodness, you getting really strong. I seen you throwing that spear the other day. You so strong and muscular and young and tender, and your skin so golden and ooh. Hey, my husband gone, he be gone so much. He be gone all day long. I be getting so lonely, you know? Now, Joseph, I say you love, I know you love God, but I know you love women too. I know you see me walking around. Don't you think I'm sexy, Joseph? Yeah, I do believe you're a very beautiful woman. Yes, you are. But you're a beautiful woman for my master, you know, Captain Potiphar. Yeah, Joseph, but when you want to get to know me better, probably doing some freaky shit like opening the legs up, like, oh, yeah, Joseph, come fuck me. I believe, you got a big dick too. So he leaving, you know what I'm saying? Getting out of there. Yeah. I think the first one, she like lied with me. Like, man, you crazy. What's wrong with you? For real, man. Do you not know that your husband trusts the shit out of me? You know what I'm saying? He trusts me with everything. It ain't shit I can't do in this house. Nothing at all. But you know what I'm saying? Because you is, and that's by right, you his wife. You know what I'm saying? I can never do that to you. You know what I'm saying? That'll be a wrong by my God. My God is blessing me and being in this situation despite the circumstances of how I got here. He blessing me. And I ain't trying to fuck up my blessing for you. You fine, but you ain't that fine. So I'm gonna holler at you. You know what I'm saying? So he dip. He resists. But this is not like a one day thing. You know, he resists. Okay, she see picture. It say that this was a continuance, you know what I'm saying? And kind of like a daily basis type process, you know what I'm saying? Where she trying to get some dick from his ass, you feel me? So, but every time she getting denied, like the Kimbe in that bit, you feel me? So, one day, after getting denied umpteen thousand times, she devises a little plan, you dig? And her plan consists of getting rid of all the other men and shit that were in the house, you feel me? So kind of just making the house all to herself and Joseph, of course, you feel me? So, you know, Joseph gets to the house on one day, think he gonna be doing this, that, and the third, trying to take care of his house and the procedures, and he see ain't nobody here. Like, what the fuck is going on in here? Hey. Hello. Where is everybody at? It's weird. Okay, well, I'm just gonna get there doing my thing, you know what I'm saying? Clean up your house. Oh, man, these niggas never clean up behind us. I have to do this shit all the time. Hey, Joseph. Hey. Where is everybody? I don't know. I think it was some big thing, festival down, you know, close to the kingdom and stuff like that. You know, some pyramid party or something like that, you know. But anyway, Joseph, I know you always be telling me that you don't want this good pussy, Joseph. But you don't know what you missing, Joseph. And right now, I ain't asking for it, Joseph. I'm finna take that dick. What? Get the fuck off me. What you talking about? Get off me. Nuh-uh. Give me this dick, boy. Get here. Ooh, yeah. Give me this dick. You gonna fuck me. You gonna see what this pussy feel like. Get off me, girl. What the fuck is wrong with you? I got your clothes now. Anywhere you go, you go. Shit. You stripped out that bit. You know what I'm saying? So, they said she held on to his garment and, you know, he kind of got up out of his garment and dipped out that hoe, you know what I'm saying? So he was probably just in the drawers, you know, running around that hoe crazy because, you know what I'm saying? Because that bitch trying to fuck him, you know what I'm saying? And, like, for real, man, I can respect it because, look, man, he ain't in no position for like that because, like, that's not. And some people nowadays, they might look at that opportunity of fucking, like, somebody's like to get the fuck your master's wife. You know what I'm saying? Some of y'all niggas will go fuck y'all boss's wife. Oh, y'all ready. Y'all going, man. But Joe's one on that. You know, he was a man of God. He was righteous. You feel me? He walked in the steps of what God wanted him to walk. And that temptation right there, he resisted several occasions. And I can respect it. You know, but you know, a good situation about to take a little downward swing, you feel me? Yeah. Because what ends up happening is she keep clothes by her bedside. She started screaming out, help, help. You know what I'm saying? Screaming out for folk. And the men came back in. They was like, what's wrong? What's wrong? That motherfucking Hebrew slave raped me. He fucking raped me. And when I tried to scream out for help and call for help, that's when he ran and he just left his clothes and he just left me here. He raped me. I can't believe he fucking raped me. He fucking mocked us. He did that so he could say, yeah, I fucked my master's wife. He told me he was gonna do it. He did it. I can't believe him. He did it. And she crying and shit, keeping the garment there. People leaving like, oh, man, that's fucked up, man. He fucked her, man. Damn, man. That nigga finna get his ass fucked up, dog. Damn. I ain't gonna lie, I wish I would've fucked her, man. I wanna ask him how the pussy feel, you know? I've been wanting to fuck, but I ain't trying to get fucked up like that, you dig? He just, damn, them Hebrews love pussy, man, I'm telling you. I don't know what it is with them Hebrews and pussy, but they love that shit, bro, damn. So she ended up by herself with the garment and shit, you know, probably laughing, smelling that motherfucker like, Joseph, you should've just stayed. You should've just stayed. And then her husband get there. She get her story straight. And she tell her husband, you know, basically that Joseph raped her. And the husband believe, Potiphar believe him, you feel me? Potiphar pissed. So he put Joseph in jail. But just not in the jail. This is the the King's Jail. This is for like the royal, you know, prison for like royal shit that happened. This ain't no typical like stationary prison. This is like a kingdom prison. Like, you know, we put y'all in this place, but we might take y'all out because we love y'all for real, but y'all did some fucked up shit to us, and y'all can't be doing no fucked up shit. But some of them is like, I don't know, you might just die, motherfucker, for real. So that was for like his household, like, I don't know, just say like a butler, you know what I'm saying, maybe, or a baker, you know, something like that shit. But, you know, that's where Joseph ended up going. But God, you know, even in that situation, being in jail, God's showing that he with Joseph. And he's showing Joseph that he with him. Because even then, the chief of the guards of the prison had favor upon Joseph. Kind of sort of the same way Potiphar had favor upon him, you know? And he ended up being like head over the prison. So anything that was done in the prison, it was off the strength of Joseph. Like, he could move how he wanted to move, and he could have everybody else moving that way too, because the guard trusted him completely, because he seen how God was favoring him and was with him. You feel me? So even being despite in the low of that situation, Joseph seen that God was with him, you know? And that's amazing to be in that situation, but still know that he with you. I mean, by no means, I'm pretty sure he doesn't want to be in that situation, but nevertheless, to know how God is with you is overwhelmingly a joyous thing to me, you know. But that, in a nutshell, is ultimately how chapter 39 ends. Yes, yes, it wasn't very long, but it does layer the story of Joseph, you know, because his story is a moment that needs to be appreciated for anybody who loves God, you know? So, well, that's pretty much 39, man. Like, well, it ain't very long, but like I said, it's a continuous. It's like a to be continued in the story of Joseph type thing. So, hope y'all enjoyed it. Love y'all. Oh, God bless y'all, man. Hope it encouraged somebody to pick up that book, man. Hope it encouraged somebody who may be in maybe like a Joseph situation spiritually, you know? Doesn't necessarily have to be in the bondage or, you know. I heard a lyric from Pac. He said one time, a million things run through my mind. You ain't got to be in jail to be doing time. You did. So for people, that's why I say spiritually, you know, who can kind of feel what Joseph may be feeling being in that situation. If you can feel that feeling, I want you to also feel the feeling of knowing that God wants to be with you just like he was with Joseph, if not even more, in your situation. Believe it. Put faith upon it and watch it come true for you. Until the next time we get it in.